Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio I'll discuss Anita Desai, okay, the writer Anita Desai. And at the outset, let me tell you that Anita Desai is the mother of Kiran Desai, and Kiran Desai won the Booker Prize for the novel The Inheritance of Loss. Okay, so you might have already read this novel, and Anita Desai is the mother of Kiran Desai. And Anita Desai was born in 1937 in Mussoorie, and she has a German mother and a Bengali father. And Desai grew up speaking German, Hindi, English, so she's well versed with plenty of languages. And in one of her novels called Baumgartner's Bombay, now in that novel she explores German and Jewish identity, because in that novel it is a Jewish person from Germany who escapes finally to India. Now he escapes the Nazi Germany persecution that was going on at that time, but the tragedy is that he is also not fully accepted into Indian society. And she explores German identity because her mother was also German. So this connection with her childhood, her life, is also reflected in some of her novels. Very clearly reflected in some of her novels. Now, Anita Desai was influenced by both Indian and Western literary traditions, such as Indian classics and European modernism, and also American writers. And she draws from various sources, whether it be literature, whether it be art, whether it be music, religion, philosophy, from different cultures and periods. And the themes that she explores in her novels are identity, alienation, family and culture, gender, and often she depicts the inner lives of her characters, who are mostly women and children, and their struggles and conflicts in the changing society of India. So from an exam point of view, you should know about the important works that she has written. Now, one such important work is the novel called Fire on the Mountain. Okay, Fire on the Mountain, which was published in 1977. Now, this is a novel, and it is important because it won the Sahitya Academy Award. And basically, it is a story of an old woman who lives alone in a mountain house. Okay, mountain pe hi rehti hai, with her great granddaughter and a servant girl. So, this novel explores the themes of loneliness, memory, violence, and death. Okay, now, uske baad ek aur important novel hai of Anita Desai called Clear Light of Day. Okay, Clear Light of Day. And this was published in 1980, and this is basically a novel that was also shortlisted for the Booker Prize, though it didn't win the Booker Prize, but it was shortlisted for it. And it is a story of four siblings who reunite in their childhood home in Delhi after many years of separation. And the novel also explores the themes of family, history, partition, and also identity. Okay? Now, another important novel of Anita Desai is called The Village by the Sea. Okay, The Village by the Sea, which was published in 1982. Okay, now this is basically a children's book that also won the Guardian's Children Fiction Prize. Okay, Guardian Children's Fiction Prize, ye yaad rakhna. And it is a story of two siblings who live in a poor fishing village in Maharashtra and face various challenges and hardships. And the book explores the themes of poverty, environment, education, and hope. Now, few things you should know about the writings of Anita Desai. For instance, if we consider the novel Fire on the Mountain. Okay? Now, for this novel, she was criticized because she was relying too much on imagery at the expense of plot and characterization. Okay? Specifically for this novel. And she's also very much famous for using imagery a lot. So, from an exam point of view, you should remember the names of her important works. For example, Fire on the Mountain. Uske baad, Clear Light of Day. Then, The Village by the Sea. Aur kuch aur bhi novels hain inke. One is called In Custody. Okay, In Custody, which came out in 1984. Uske baad, Fasting Feasting. Okay, Fasting Feasting, which came out in 1999. Now, let me tell you few more details about some of her novels. One novel I spoke about was Baumgartner's Bombay. Okay, Baumgartner's Bombay. As I said earlier, that the protagonist or the hero is a Jew who runs away, who flees from Nazi Germany to escape persecution, and he comes to India, but even in India he is not fully accepted by Indian society. So is novel mein hota kya that this hero, whose name is Hugo Baumgartner. Okay, Hugo Baumgartner is the name of this person. Initially, he is interned in a camp for Germans during the Second World War. But afterwards, he runs away to India. But even in India, the title that is given to him is of a Firangi in post-independence India. And in the end, his escape to India is pointless. And he's ultimately killed by a German drifter whom he tries to set free from drug addiction. Okay, so it is kind of tragic that this hero, despite being a good intentioned person, is ultimately killed. And Anita Desai says that this novel is a powerful literary embodiment of the claim that East and West are parallel, not contrasting worlds. Matlab ye ki many things may be the same whether you go to the East or to the West. And Anita Desai says that, quote, "I could have made a contrast of the way Europe treated Baumgartner and the way India treats him. But I always discover that there isn't a great contrast. There are always parallels. And India too excludes him because he's a foreigner, the way he was excluded in Europe." Matlab in Nazi Germany, unquote. And one more interesting fact that you should know is that, I remember I told you in the beginning that her novels are full of many images. Her emphasis is always on images. Okay? So, with respect to the imagery, she says that the origin of her stories is itself rooted in images. There are so many images that remain in the mind, but they often are also forgotten. They pass through one's life and then they vanish. But there are certain images, certain characters, certain words that you find you don't lose. You remember, they stay with you, and eventually these come together. You begin to see what the connection is between them, unquote. So this is something which Anita Desai says, why she uses imagery a lot in her novels or in her works in general. Okay?